Oh, he's a real athletic kid. He's got great ball skills. Very productive player at Georgia Tech. Played a lot there early as a freshman. Started the last 2 years. He's a big, physical kid. Really no issues. I thought he was a good player.
Do you see him playing at 209 or 210 around that?
Yeah, he's got a good frame. He's a thicker bone kid. I think he'll be able to add some weight. But yeah, he'll be a 210 to 215 guy probably throughout his career.
Brian, you went to his pro day, right?
I did.
What did you see from him there? Because obviously he didn't really do much at the combine.
No, yeah, he did most of the stuff at this pro day. I think he was maybe a tight hamstring or something coming in the combine. He was a 39.5-inch vertical jump guy, 11-foot broad jump guy. He ran very well. He showed the skills in the workout, the kind of what you see on tape. He's got hips, he's rangy, very good ball skills. He's able to catch it. I thought he kind of fits what we've been doing for the last few years here. I think he'll be one of those kind of players that help create turnovers. And, you just see a guy with that kind of size move around, and it's not you get excited about what he could do for us.
When you guys are out scouting safeties, how important is that ball skills thing? Because Darren talked about it. Obviously, this kid's got 14 picks in 3 years.
Right.
How much of an emphasis is on that when you're doing scouting?
It's important. It's not the end of things, but I think we've had a lot of success with turnovers here, and so it's something I think. We certainly look for, and we're sensitive too because of how our team's played over the last couple of years.
When it's your guy a guy that you tracked and mm-hmm. take some pride in discovering, so to speak, does it excite you even more when they trade up to get him?
I think it's, a little bit, maybe. But at the same time, you want to make sure that it's the right guy, And the way we do things here, we get, as area scouts, we're not just limited to our area. We kind of get the whole country. So we see all the players. So we're able to compare my guy, let's say, from the southeast area to other guys. So it's just about being right and making sure that he's one of the kind of Packer fits that we want. I think we got one. So.
I'm sure you probably do a lot of homework on him. Is he a good teammate from what you were able to?
Yeah, like I said, he came in as a true freshman at Georgia Tech, played a lot of football there. They had a coaching change. That went smoothly for him. He's been a good player throughout. They had a lot of good players. They had four juniors come out this year, and he was one of the leaders on the team. So, yeah, I think he'll fit in well here.
Does he compare favorably to some of the safeties that were drafted before him?
Yes.
Would you say that he's further along in play at Georgia Tech than maybe Collins was coming out in a smaller school? Is there something about
maybe a little. I think, Nick played a lot of football with Tim Cookman. Obviously that's a different level. So, he may be slightly. But each, some kids from small schools are able to make that jump quicker than others. You never really know. But I think he's played in the ACC and a lot of production, a lot of football there over his 3 years. So I think that, he's pretty far along.
Thank you.